at 7 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's time for the Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and myself, Gwen Berry. I'm in South Florida, and Nick is up in New York. And tonight we have a guest. Her name is Carrie Samuels, and she is an intuitive counselor and intuitive life coach and happiness coach. I'm sorry, she's an intuitive counselor and happiness coach, which is a nice way to say that. I like that very much. It feels kind already. And before we get going, what the hell with the song? We got people waiting. Carrie, are you with us?
I am. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for joining us this evening. I really appreciate it.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, now, tell us. You were telling me some of your story as we got acquainted on the phone, but tell my audience, tell our audience, how you became an intuitive counselor and what your journey has been. Can you do that?
Sure. And by the way, I'm at my friend's house, so I apologize that call. I didn't know how to turn off their call waiting, so we may hear a little bit of beeps and clicks and things every now and then. But it's all part of the shift, isn't it? It's all part of our
consciousness. Yeah. Ain't technology grand.
Someone's trying to call in right now. So, my journey has been a long one. You know, I've always been a student of metaphysics and loved anything that had to do with consciousness and the mind. And you know, I'm not one of these psychics that knew they were psychic when they were younger. You know how you always hear these stories like, oh, I was woken up by the Uncle Tommy at the edge of my bed who was a ghost. You know, I didn't have that kind of experience. But what I did have growing up, I thought it was kind of normal. I used to dream that I was reading from these ancient books, which I now realize is the Akashic Records. And I also used to talk to my spirit guides telepathically, but I just thought it was me having very deep and unchildlike thoughts.
Wow.
So what I do, even though I have a lot of clients and I see clients, my main passion is helping people understand spiritual law and how to manifest happiness on earth, because it all has to do, if we live in accordance with spiritual law, then and our life purpose and our soul purpose, then we find joy and things manifest easily for us and we attract positive people and circumstances. And then if we're going against our nature, then that's when we have resistance. And of course right now we're at a very pivotal point in human evolution when everybody's really maybe even despite themselves finding what's working and what's not working. So maybe even now more what's not working, and so it's a little confusing because I think a lot of people don't know what is working, but we're realizing, hey, this isn't working, let me let go of this and let me let go of that. And I think people are in a really scary time right now where
yeah.
You know, whether you know, everybody knows that they're meant to have something better. Their life is meant to be something bigger. I think pretty much everyone has reached that point. There's settling is not an option. It's just there's a lot of fear around it because I think a lot of us have been settled. I think everybody's been settling in some way, compromising their greatness, right? And so, right now,
and the recognition of that too, realizing that you've been settling and going, now wait a minute, why am I doing plan B?
Yeah, and why did I do that? Right? What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Or not thinking. What?
Right.
Yeah, and so you know, I call myself a happiness coach now because I work on a soul level and I do a lot of readings to heal the Akashic record contracts and things, you know, really deep, but nobody understood what I was talking about. So basically, I was like, hey, I help you get happy. I'm a happiness coach. And everyone sort of got that.
So, wow. That's nice. Because
when you're living in alignment with your soul purpose, when you know what your purpose is and you clear all the blocks that are keeping you from manifesting that, well, then you're happy. So basically,
well,
I think that's
true.
What we all want, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think that we have to we have to come to a place where we accept ourselves, forgive ourselves, and move into what we love. And it's usually of service to humanity in some form or another.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting you say that because I work with a lot of empaths because I'm an empath and I'm obviously, as a psychic, super sensitive, right? And so a lot of my clients and students are all really, really, really sensitive people. And I think a lot of the path that we need to learn now is how to understand that being of service doesn't mean that we're always nice and that we're always giving. because I think a lot of what we need to learn now is how to receive and how to...
That's a good point.
Yeah, and how to have love emanate from us without having to shield ourselves from this, like, seemingly negative and hostile world that doesn't understand us. So I think that a lot of what I'm helping people with now is learning that being of service doesn't mean that you have an idea of what it means to be a good person where you're the last person in the equation. So that's an interesting kind of fine line there that I think it is very true that we're meant to be of service. However, if you are a happy person living in alignment with your destiny, then you are going to make you and everyone around you so much happier as well. So ultimately, I really feel your life purpose is to be happy, and that could mean that you play guitar in your room and that's your life purpose. If that's, you know, if you're meant to be expressing yourself artistically and that's what you're doing, that's somehow a service to humanity because you're using your gifts. But it doesn't always mean like career, and it doesn't always mean servitude. It doesn't always mean giving too much, because I really feel that a lot of the balancing that's happening right now is people realizing like, wait, I didn't really, how come I'm being a good person and I'm being a nice person all the time in my life? Doesn't feel good. So I agree with you, and I want to emphasize a balanced approach to that, which is something I'm really focused on these days, helping people with.
There's a lot of fear out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a contraction right now, fear around the planet. It not just only feels like that, but the planet is sort of roiling with it. Now, I'm somebody who connects. I ground to home every time, and then I reach up and out. And right now, with all of the excitement, and I mean that sincerely, this is an exciting time to be here.
Mm-hmm.
With all of that, there's also this huge contraction of darkness. We're going through, perhaps it's all right if I put this in a metaphor of saying that this is the huge, you know, Hellenistic mystery school challenge coming up of facing our darkness. When we face our darkness, my experience is, that when we face our darkness and we embrace it, which can come through self-forgiveness, self-awareness, understanding the root cause. You know, there's just so many different ways. When that occurs, we actually transform our deepest fears into our greatest healing tools, whether it's just for ourselves or it's for the rest of the community. You know, it still becomes a healing tool for us. And I think that we're all being pushed right now at this time to, you know, face it and release it and get on with the evolving.
Absolutely.
That's really how I see it. And I think what you're saying is right on the money, too. There's many pathways, and there's so many different ways to actually say it. What it boils down to is we're at a moment of time that's stretching out. I mean, it's several years of transition here in real time with humanity. But there's a lot of folks, too, in our community, and I wanted to ask you this question, Carrie. How many folks do you work with who are expectant right now, who expect miracles? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, actually, what do you mean? Do they expect like something miraculous to change with 2012? Do they expect something
well,
to heal in their life without doing the work? Or
no,
I think actually
I
not
don't
enough
think
people
I,
are. I
think I
not
think
enough
I
people
mean,
are expecting miracles. I think people
okay,
have low
that's
expectations.
A good answer.
Yeah, you know, I think actually more people need to expect miracles. I think people are just
lowballing themselves.
Yeah, I think everybody's lowballing themselves, but they know like they don't need to anymore. But I think, you know, everybody's had maybe lower expectations of themselves and their life and the world and what's possible. So I actually would love for people to expect miracles. I don't think hardly anybody is actually.
Yeah.
I'd like them
answer.
To. I would love yeah. them to. I would love for them to say, yeah, of course, I am a miracle. The whole, everything around me is a miracle, so why can't more miraculous things happen? I mean, the universe isn't cruel, but I think people have a fear that it is, right? And
yeah.
that this,
yeah.
this is all just a cruel joke, and why do we have to go through all of this, you know, pain and suffering and that kind of thing? But
yeah.
honestly, you know, and I think I used to have that perspective, but when I started doing readings and I channeled these beautiful, delicious, higher-level beings, that always gave this incredible insight, there was always, every single time I did that, I gave a reading, and this has been going on for, you know, 14 years now, I would get more and more feeling of love and how protected we all are and how purposeful everything in our life is. So I stopped believing that this universe is random or cruel or, you know? And so I get to have that experience every day where I get to see, like, how benevolent it is and how many protectors we have and how they're always looking out for us and they always want what's best for us. It's just we have fears that keep us from listening, right? But,
yeah.
but it really is a benevolent universe. It really there's so much joy waiting for us if we take the leap, right? But you know, and that's why I love teaching intuition as well, because if you follow your intuition, you're always going to wind up in the right place. Even if that right place is helping you have some kind of karmic lesson with somebody, it's still all for the best, right? so, you know, it is a benevolent universe. It really is.
Yeah,
and I know
like
people don't know that, but to really feel it and expect it, are just two different things.
Yeah, I think we know it, we feel it, but then we think we're telling ourselves some sort of story when
mm-hmm.
things don't align the way we think they should, if the universe were to be benevolent. And it's like we have trouble, but then, you know, help does come. And then help comes, you go, oh, okay, it's good now. But then, you know, I know
yeah.
myself, I'll easily forget again and go, what? Why have I been forsaken? What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Forgetting is getting back into fear, and that's the big thing. It's releasing the fear because
yeah.
there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah.
I mean, even if the world blew up, you'd still go to heaven, and how bad could that be?
Yeah.
So
I'm not afraid of that part at all, you know? If that happens, well, it's not my problem.
Or have you go on to keep going on to something else and involve into
right.
it? I mean, it's just, it's like this idea that something is ending or something. Obviously, we all want to avoid pain, right? Like, so if the world blew up, just make it fast, right? But
yeah, right.
but you know, it's how bad can it be? Like, and you know, people thinking that, like, oh, if I take this chance or if I take this road, that this is my last opportunity. If I do this, it's life or death.
Right.
But there's
right.
always something. There's going to be always, you know, if you're
yeah.
giving up your crappy job, I promise there'll be another crappy job if you want to go to it. But you just might find you just don't go to it again. You know, you just might find that's not what you want.
I have to agree. I have to agree with you.
Right.
Why do you use Carius? Cool. You spoke about numerology, and
mm-hmm.
I'm a 27-9.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Or is that the Milman system that you're using, or the Pythagorean system? Not that it matters.
Pythagorean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and what is your question about that?
Oh no, I didn't have a question. I wanted to, my question was, what do you, I you use numerology. I wanted you to speak about it a little, explain to folks, you know,
I would love to. Well, I call myself a jazz numerologist because I'm not a classical numerologist. I use it as an oracle. So I, and this is how Pythagoras taught it back in the day, when he's the grandfather of numerology. And really, numbers speak to me. They're a language that really, like some people have tarot cards or runes, numbers open up my intuition in a way that's very profound.
Wow.
Yeah, and for
that's
other people,
pretty cool.
Well,
yeah,
yeah,
it sure
and so,
is cool.
And so, you know, every
you're
number
musician?
Has. What? I am. I learned piano when I was young, and I didn't realize until I was older, and I was a vegetarian at a young age, and I didn't realize that Pythagoras and his mystery school, everyone studied music and was a vegetarian and, you know, learned numerology this way, because it was interesting when I was younger and I learned math and music. I had a sense of remembering it. So so there.
That's
I don't know.
Neat.
You connect the dots. I don't know. So my specialty as a reader and a healer is to read the subconscious mind and what our beliefs are, because every memory that we've ever had, including past life memories, are stored in our subconscious. So we have beliefs that are stored in that subconscious mind. So let's say our greatest gifts to the world are, you know, of speaking, right, to be a public speaker and to uplift people, or a counselor with your words, or some kind of communicative healer of some sort. And that's usually reflected in number three, right? So it's like what you were saying, once you heal from a wound or a fear, that becomes your gift, that becomes your service. So with
mm-hmm.
numbers, you can see the spectrum of the gift and the wound. So usually with numbers,
wow.
if somebody has like a lot of threes, right, for instance, if three is the number of using your voice and your words to uplift and inspire others, then that's your gift, but that's where your greatest journey is going to be. And then I like to look into their subconscious to trace it to their early life or previous life to see where they became afraid of that.
Wow.
And to help people release that. But there's usually a spectrum of these numbers. So we usually, and you know, you think your greatest gifts are your purpose, but those are sometimes your gifts, right? But your life purpose, which can be revealed in numbers, is often where you're going to have your challenges, which getting through them becomes your truly greatest gift to the world, because there's a big spectrum of potential there. Because if you have that many challenges and moving through those challenges, you're going to want to help other people by sharing what you've learned, or right? You know, it's like people who
yeah.
were addicted who then become like drug counselors or whatever because they've gone through that journey and they want to share it with
your
people.
Point. Yes, of course. I see your point.
Yeah, and so, you know, if you're a good singer, that may not be your life purpose. Like maybe, you know, it could be one of the gifts that you're sharing with the world, but really a lot of your life purpose is whatever lessons that you signed up for. And I use people's names and birth dates to reveal what those lessons are, what those gifts are, and what their subconscious patterns are that are keeping them from manifesting their true potential. And you really can see these in numbers. You really can. Yeah, it's pretty spectacular when you understand how specific and divinely ordered the universe is. You're like, how did that, you know, aren't they too busy upstairs to be, like, figuring out my name? Like, how does this work?
Wow.
How do they have time for all of this? But really, it's like a miracle. It's, you know, just certain letters and people's names or one number will reveal. Like, for instance, karmic lesson numbers, when I see those. Actually, they're called karmic debt numbers, but I don't like to use that expression. It implies you've done something wrong. But when I look at karmic lesson numbers, I always see past life trauma. It's like trauma that hasn't been healed, and so I'll see that number in someone's
makes
chart,
sense.
And I know that they have a trauma that they haven't healed in a past life. But it's like, how does that happen? That, like, they happen to carry that, like, their soul knows that they need to have this vibration, and that's revealed in numbers. And then they're going to wind up going to some numerologist in their 30s or something to help them like release it. Like,
wow.
You know, it's just amazing when you realize the synchronicity of it. So, yeah, everything is very divinely ordered. Every letter, like Gwendolyn, for instance, your name has, it begins with a G and it has a Y in it. Now, G, P, and Y in the Pythagorean system are represented by the number 7 because they're the 7th, 16th, and 25th letters of the alphabet. And so, now, of course, the word gypsy...
Uh-huh.
Has those letters in it. And 7 is a very mystical number. They're always questioning the truth. You know, they like to research and dig and question. And they're very interested in the occult and mysteries and the mysteries of the universe. So they can be scientists sometimes or occultists or writers. But, of course, you have this in your name, right? It's hardwired in your name that you would always be questioning. Why? You know, and probably need a lot of privacy because you have all those 7s in your name, and they require a lot of privacy because they have a lot of good. Even though you have a public persona in real life, you'd need to be processing all this information that you're picking up information, so much of it, right? So you need this privacy.
Well, damn, girl.
Nailed it.
It's hardwired in your name. Now, you said you're a 27-9. 2, 7, and 9 are the introspective numbers.
Wow.
So those are all the 3 numbers that like to go inside instead of be social and verbal. Even though you're on the radio, but it's like that's like a very private way of being social, isn't it? It's like,
wow.
I'll do it from behind.
I do
2, 7, and 9 are always digging in. They're always going inside of themselves first. You know.
True. But I do.
Wow.
I do workshops and seminars, that kind of thing. But you know, you have a point. I do it in seasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, the 9 is ultimately meant to teach, right? Because you have to teach, right? Because the 9 has to teach. But it's in 9 in the tarot is the hermit. So the hermit likes to go in his little cave sometime, but then he's required to get kicked out of the cave and go out and serve the peeps every now and then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's like the universe is like, I know you'd want to be in here all the time, but you got to get out and teach something, right? So,
right.
It's just this balance, right? Because you know 9 is an old soul. It's the last number in the of the prime numbers. So it's like you know that's the wise person that's meant to share their wisdom, right?
Is always calling me a crone.
Is this the truth, Ruth?
Wow.
Yeah. So you know you.
No,
you,
it's incredibly accurate. That's incredibly accurate. I'm very impressed.
Well, I'm impressed with the geniuses back in Greece, or you know, the Chaldean, in the Egyptians,
yeah,
and the Babylonians.
Yeah.
All the people who like figured this out. I don't know. I'm just like, like, that's the incredible part, right? That there's a system to this.
Also the system, it's also the application of the system by the instrument. You're the instrument. You're doing a
very good
job.
Yeah, well, that's where I call myself a jazz numerologist, because to me it's just like they're like musical notes or colors. It's like an art to me, how they all blend together and mix together and all different combinations,
yeah,
and what that says about you. Classical numerology, I'm telling you, I find it a little boring. Like, I find classical music
too easy for you.
It's not easy. It's just like very linear, and I mean, it can be. Trust me, all numerologists, they're artists. Like this is spiritual art. There's an art to everything. It's just that when we start getting into charts and planes of expression, by the time I see 3 numbers or 3 letters, my head is so full of some psychic information, like it would explode if I did all the everything all the time. Here's your chart with your graph. You know what I mean? It's just because I'm really psychic.
Well, you're grooving with the season, though. We're in an accelerated time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank goodness I reincarnated now. It a lot. You know, it's like, I don't think it was always that great to, you know, be like, hey, I'm psychic, yay!
I got to tell you, Carrie, I think everybody's reincarnated this time. I think almost everyone's here for
the show.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be a new... You don't want to be a new soul down here now. Forget about it. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm glad I'm in this life as opposed to, like, you know, there were other times and different, reincarnations, it probably wasn't this fun to be all mystical, or public about it.
I would love to hear what you would say about me. How does it work if you don't know your numbers?
Oh, okay. Okay, so I just got introduced you. Can you spell your first name to me again, please?
Yeah, it's Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E.
So you don't have an H in your name?
No H.
And you don't need to give me your full, to have your life path, I need to know your full date of birth, but if you don't want to give your year on the air, I'm totally cool with that.
That's all right. I can give you the full. It's March 23rd, 1972.
Okay, so give me just a second here.
Sure.
So, you're a nine life path too. How fun is that?
Oh.
And you know what's funny is I'm a nine life path. So you're also a 27-9. Interesting, Nicole.
I thought that sounded familiar.
And, the first vowel in your name is a nine. Which is, we look at first vowels and we look at first letters. What's also interesting is the first letter of your name, you're born on a 5 day in a five, and your first letter of your name is a five. So you've got this 5-9 thing going on. 5 and 9 aren't necessarily compatible with one another because the nine, the five wants freedom and wants to express themselves and share and talk and express and tell stories. But the nine can be a little bit self-doubting. Mm-hmm. Do we all relate to that, people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so, I still get a sense from you that you've got these incredible gifts for writing and speaking, but you can be a little critical, so you're not as free creatively as you are, as you're meant to be. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, maybe you'll start something. You'll start something, you'll be like, oh, my God, it's not perfect yet. Like, you won't just be like, let me just write this and write this and write this and I'll edit it later. Or, I feel like you self-edit as you go along in terms of your creativity. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It has to be right the first time. Otherwise,
it has to be right the first time. And, people with a lot of fives, they have to be right the first. Because you'll be very sensitive to what other people think of you and you can really feel their criticism. And so you want to be super perfect. And so even though you have this very unbridled creativity, which I feel is like really just wants to pour out of you now, just books and writing and all this stuff, I feel like the only thing holding you back is your criticism, the sense like, well, why am I even going to bother? And you make excuses why you don't have time for it now and all kinds of things because really you just need to go and write. Do you want to write? Is that the thing I'm picking up on is writing?
I do a talk show. I'm like the orchestrator of, what's going to be talked about, what gets edited in. So it is kind of writing, but it's like talking in a controlled way,
Yeah, so, feel you do a lot of editing and not as much creativity, whereas your soul really is craving a bit of the other way around.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I say that a lot. I just want to be creative.
Yeah, right? But you are creative, but you censor yourself because you're all about the editing, right? So I would just mix it up a bit and just you know what might even be good for you is to take like a painting class or something that is not even your main thing just to get this creativity out of your system where you're not expected to be amazing because it's not your main talent, and you're just being creative and being okay with, critiques and that kind of thing where you're just like, it's no big deal. Just so you get your creativity out of your system and learn to, just be okay with whatever comes out of you.
Mm-hmm. That application of what happens in a class that, is not no pressure to apply that to the things that I put pressure on, but instead maybe choose the whatever it is path, you're saying.
Yeah. And I feel this sense, too, you have to be right. Not that, I don't mean in, arguments, but I mean, you're expected to be right. You've always been kind of the one that is right. And so if you're not, if you're wrong, you're going to be letting people down somehow.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You're laughing, so you must know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Because it's silly. It's like, well, why do I have to be right all the time? But yet, I feel that way.
Yeah. You know, it's that 55, 99 thing. They're, like, kind of conflicting. Because both of them always want to be seen as, like, you know, the perfect or, you know, like, great. You know, they're both very concerned with public image, but they're two different types of energies. You have a cute dog somewhere. Whose dog is that?
Quinn.
Mine. Sorry.
Cute. I love dogs. Love dogs. Love them.
He's a good little boy till I get on the radio.
I'll take care of him. Well, because they probably want to be part of the act. They probably like the energy. I had a cat that used to just, like, want to be with me when I meditated, and that was, like, his thing.
I do apologize.
No, I don't mind at all. I love dogs. So Nicole, does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. It's very helpful. It's spot on.
Yeah, and obviously you're meant to be communicating. This is your gift, right? I would just do more in a way that's just more fun. Don't worry. Just be fun. Have fun. Have more fun. Make that your motto. I'm just going to say this and have fun.
Yeah.
Whatever. So what? So maybe if they don't like me, I'm just going to get rid of the people who don't like me. So what?
Right. It's funny.
You know,
attracting more
shop.
Right people.
Shop around my show, and I'm thinking about these interviews with these people, and I know how to talk, you know, but
yeah.
I want to make sure that I'm going to be myself, so that's exactly the way I was thinking of going into it. I was like, listen, you know, any interview you've been on lately, you know how to talk to people, and you get along, so they
right.
want to pay for your show, not, it doesn't matter, so that's great.
Yeah, but
really,
you see how you're going through all this in your mind, like, you have to really... You're up for this.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. Way too much editing going on in your head about yourself. Editing and censoring. So when you let that down and you're just like, you know, it's okay if I'm vulnerable. It's okay if I'm silly. It's okay if I'm not right for 2 seconds. Like, I'm not going to be disappointing the human race. But, you know, just remind yourself of that. You'll be fine.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
We have actually had a young lady waiting for almost 40 minutes. Her name is...
Oh, we should talk to her.
Patricia, and she would like to talk with you. I hope she's still there. It looks like she is. I'm going to bring her on. Patricia, are you still with us?
Oh, yes, I am. I've been listening.
Good things happen to those who wait. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. It's so nice to speak with you. This is a very interesting show. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah. So what's going on? What can I help you with?
Well, I tuned in because I am all over the place with what I want to do. Of course, I work and everything, but I've done so much clearing in my life. I've done so much clearing of old baggage and I've become more spiritual. I've worked on myself for the past 15 years, and I just want to go forward and do what my soul needs me or wants me to do, and I'm all over the place because there's so many things that I think that I can do, but I want to, you know, focus and concentrate on the one thing and not be all over the place. Does that make sense?
It does. Before I ask for your birthday, your guides are telling me one thing that's been a big part of this kind of dilemma, is that you don't know how to be supported. You're doing everything by yourself. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, yes. I have, I do believe that I'm isolated. And I don't have support from my I'm so much different from my family. We're on a whole different path.
Yeah. And are you divorced?
No.
You've not been, are you married?
Yes.
But you don't feel supported by your husband. Is that correct? Or you don't want to say this on the radio?
Well, we're...
Or maybe it's wrong.
No, we're going in different, I believe... there's a different directions there. And so I do feel like that I'm on my own. I'm doing this on my own. I speak with spirit all the time, you know, through dreams, and I'm just real close to spirit, and I love, you know, the spirit world.
And do you think he's making fun of you or going to make fun of you? Or?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, I read all my esoteric books to
him. So why do you have the feeling that you feel that you're not support? I feel like you actually feel a little angry that nobody's supporting you and that you're working so hard doing this yourself. But then at the same time, I feel like you're not letting yourself be supported. Do you understand why I'm seeing this?
Yeah, it's I'm very happy where I am. I don't have anger. I just feel like there's some old karma hanging around, I believe, from certain members of my family that have brought me down, and I just feel like I'm looking for the right companionship. People that can really resonate with me and grow with me and help me grow, and because I'm looking for, you know, just a very joyful lifestyle.
Yeah,
and I want to take off with this. This is where I'm going.
I want to. I just need to tell you what I see, so that you, because if you're not processing it, then you're not so. The old karma that has kept you down with your family that you're talking about, you're angry about it. Like, there's a sense, like, why weren't they there for me? Why I needed this and my life could have been so much better if I had this? Or do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I did, but I feel like I've let a lot of it go. It used to be worse. Yeah, that's something that I've worked on for a long time.
Well, I'm glad that you worked on it. You got like 60% of it. The other part of it is very important. Not only did you clear the anger about like, okay, this wasn't here for me, but now, ooh, is that your house that I hear that alarm?
Oh, no. It's mine. It's New York here. I'll mute myself.
Okay. No, that's okay. I have kids screaming in the other room over here. It's all good. It's all part of everything. So we're on the holograph together. So, but Patricia, the other part of the equation is that now you have a belief system running through your mind that says, and nobody's here to support me. Like, I'm on this myself. And that's part of why you're working. That's part of why I feel like you haven't found your niche, because there's it's like a distrust in a way. So the first thing, and then we'll talk about specifics, but the very, very, very first thing I'm suggesting that you do is really focus on expectations that I'm being supported. I'm being supported. People want to help me. I'm connecting with my soul family. I'm connecting with people that understand me. That's a big one for you. I'm connecting with, like, I'm not going to be shut away for being different. I'm connecting with people who understand me. I'm finding more and more of those people every day, because I feel like you're working so hard and not finding, but it's all like your own, in your own bubble. And if you had a community that you just kind of clicked into, that everything would fall into place a lot easier. But there's a distrust against connecting with community, because family is a wound for you. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you just reprogram that part of yourself, those expectations, things are going to be easier for you. Now, do you want me to help you figure out, like, what path that is?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So what are you – so some kind of counseling or healing? Is that what you're looking at, counseling?
Well, I don't know. There's so many different things that I would like to do, but I I'm all over the place, because what I want to do is the one thing that is the most beneficial and the best, not for only my soul, but for others.
Yeah. Okay, this goes back to exactly what I was talking about before, that it doesn't matter. Like, you can be an amazing brain surgeon, But if you're lonely, that isn't the most beneficial for everybody. For you, it's really not like about what you do, because you're so focused on finding the right thing that's going to be the most fulfilling for you and everybody else. For you, it's more about finding the right people and allowing yourself to be on a journey. And mm-hmm. it doesn't need to be this or that or the other thing. It's more like just turn on that vehicle and go on a journey. And the journey is going to be beneficial because, you know, let's say you learn a little Reiki and then you do that. But then you find you're really interested in, like, you know, you're really good at hypnotherapy, and then you do that, and then you find you're good at something else. It's like you're going to actually keep collecting things.
Okay.
But you just need to find your community first. You need to find, I feel like Reiki might be a good start because it's so easy and kind and, not basic, there's nothing basic about Reiki, but it's just so, it's such a loving energy, and I feel like those are people that you can relate to, and that's always a great way to start a journey. You know, Reiki is a great portal, but mm-hmm. it's really not one thing, and I think that's why you're having trouble choosing. It's really more about you finding people who understand you, and then you get to play with all of this energy and feel a sense of belonging. And so every step along that journey, you're going to find joy, and then you're fulfilling your purpose. So it's not really like what you're doing that's fulfilling your purpose. Remember, as long as you're happy and enjoying it, you're helping more people. Do you get mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not just one thing. I feel like it's a few things. You know, I would look at Reiki, I would look at hypnotherapy, but like there's different, it's more of just you exploring everything, really, but giving yourself that opportunity to do that with people, not alone mm-hmm. in your room with books. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the thing about me, in order for me to have gotten to this place, I've had to, you know, study and read in order to open up my mind, because otherwise I wouldn't be, you know, at this place. But now I'm ready to launch. I'm ready to go out there.
And that's why you need to find your people. Absolutely. So they're going to help you. Once you find your community, you'll help each other launch. It's just impossible for you to do this by yourself. That's like your biggest wound, right? And so now really launching for you means like, okay, I'm going to find my urban family. And then find those, your soul family. That's really what it's about. So I hope that helped you, Patricia. I know I didn't even get to look at your numbers, but your guides just wanted to tell you that. So why go through the whole birth date if you get a direct dial?
Okay. Well, I know that my life path number is an 8, you know, with the birth.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah.
123.
Yeah.
But, I just wanted to get some information, you know, about, you know, where what's good for me to do next. And this whole thing about the community really helped me.
I'm so happy to hear that. And 8 is really about passion and really connecting. For real. So that's perfect. You're perfect. So one thing about 8, if you were a healer in another life and you hurt somebody, you're going to be afraid of doing that in this life, which is part of why you isolated yourself. So just remind yourself that, like, you know, especially if you start with something gentle like Reiki, like, I'm only channeling love energy. So that way you're reminding yourself you can't hurt anybody.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad I talked to you because I forgot about Reiki.
Yeah.
Reiki interested me in the past, but I kind of forgot about it. So maybe I'll look into that.
Well, let me know how it goes for you.
Especially with children.
Yes, it'd be beautiful.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate your information so much.
Oh, my
good
pleasure.
Question.
Lots of love.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was great.
Yeah, it was. We did have another caller, but that dropped, and then another, and it dropped. So we will wait for another caller to come.
I have a question in the meantime.
There you go.
how did you start to hear the guides, and how did the numbers start to speak to you?
Well, during my Saturn return, which is, around age 28 and a half is when it really starts to kick in for everybody, I just started getting messages for people that it almost came in the form of just like thoughts that like surged in me until I had to share them. It was like, it was almost like a sneeze. You just can't contain it. I'm like, I have to say this to you. And then,
wow.
So I got a deck of tarot cards and practiced. And I was very accurate right away. And the tarot cards more spoke to me. They're like, I think tarot cards are like lucid dreaming. Like they just open up images that open up parts of your subconscious. And the tarot is very numerologically based. So, it's all that tree of life. And so I was at one point I started doing readings professionally, and I saw this book on tarot numerology, and it seemed like a really kind of fun way. I was still really nervous when I started out, and I'm like, well, that'll give me something to talk about while I'm figuring out what to say. And so, like, if I talk about their life path number or something, and then I realized, like, all this information that was so accurate. So then I just became a little bit obsessed with numerology, and, the psychic energy started before the numerology, so putting the two together is really like a magic door.
Wow.
Yeah, they just all kind of, it all kind of, the tarot, urge. I don't use tarot anymore because, just like I didn't take her birthday, sometimes if the guides just want to say something, it actually slows things down.
Sure.
But is that me beeping? I hope I'm not out of battery.
No, it's me beeping. I'm making all the noises
today. There's plenty of noise here, I promise you. There's like lawnmowers outside. There's kids. There's tons of noise where I am.
Ladies, we actually have another caller from the 413 area code. Who's on the line?
Is that Toronto? Is that 413? Is that Ontario? Is that Toronto?
No, it's Massachusetts.
Oh, I've lived in like 412, 413, 416. I get them all confused. 415. I've had so many 41 area codes, I can't even tell you.
Hello,
Massachusetts. So what can I do for you? What's your name?
I was just trying to find out if you had any messages from guides for me. I think that'd be really cool.
What is your name?
Christina.
Christina, can I ask your birth date?
Yes, 4/18/74. I'm a 7.
Oh, I love how everybody knows like what they are.
I know, isn't that rude? But like, I just don't really. I look at it. I'm like, I don't. It's not really kind of generic. The things that I've found, I'm like, okay.
About your. Oh well, that's interesting. Actually, you have a karmic lesson number. I just need to tell you. Okay, so one thing your guides wanted to talk to you about was romance. Now, it seems like you're kind of excited about something romantically. Does that make any sense? Like, are you in a relationship? Is it coming to a new level? Or?
It's really cool. I just, it's so, it's just a different dynamic than I ever thought, It's like, it's a different kind of love, I guess.
Yeah, and it feels like, it seems like you're excited about it, like nervous and excited, right?
Yeah.
I want to tell you a little bit why you're nervous, because your guides want you to be excited.
Oh, okay, good.
Because you're not married yet, is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Right, and you're waiting for him to engage or get engaged or something? Or you think he's the one?
I don't know if this is this something for the future or just something,
It feels like it's something for the future, and I feel like you feel that, but you're afraid to feel it. It's not like you don't like him and that's why you're questioning it. It's just that you question the fact that it feels good. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So it's so unreal. Your karmic lesson number is 16, so your 16 life path, which all they have this fear of betrayal that they brought in from a previous life.
So that's so accurate.
Yeah, so if things are going well, you think...
Oh, shit.
So it's almost like you don't want it to go well because you think, well, what's going to happen? Like, you know, are they going to leave really sudden? Like, or, you know, am I going to find out they're a liar? This is too good to be true, you know?
Yeah, that's really sad because I feel terrible about that. I've been trying to work on that, getting rid of that not necessarily doubt, but my own fear, you know. And I know it comes
that fear.
And I'm like... Yeah, because I'm like, this is a one in a million, you know, it's a once in a lifetime, you know. And you want to.
So was your dad not around that much? Did he work a lot?
Not really.
Yeah, he wasn't around.
Yeah, I was like 10 and he left, so.
Yeah, he left, right, real quick, right?
Yeah, and then, of course, I'm one of those anger, I'm trying not to carry that anger anymore. Like, he got remarried.
Yeah, but you have this feeling like, this is part of what's carrying this thing, like, you know, they may be good now, but they're going to leave you any minute.
Yeah, it's a real fight. I have to be really aware of it, yeah.
Well, that's a past life trauma that you brought in with you, so it's being aware of it is... you might want to do some healing around it that's even bigger than being, you know, like an Akashic Record healing or something like theta healing, like what I do, and Akashic Record healing or hypnotherapy or something that works with the subconscious, because you have a lot of, it's beyond your conscious mind. It's this programming that says, don't trust them because they're going to go at any minute. And you can't even trust yourself to trust them.
Yeah, that's true. You know, so that's fighting, so true.
Yeah, you're fighting with yourself. So I would look into some kind of healer that works with the subconscious to help you release these fears around it so that you can go ahead and trust yourself and then trust love.
Okay, so the guys are like, it's okay, relax.
I think it's exciting, and I think you're excited about it, and I think it's like it's great. I think it's a great, great feeling to find love. It's just a matter of trusting love, right?
So that's
what I would have to say to you. So, you know, maybe, you know, feel free to get in touch with me too, if you want to look further into healing this pattern.
Okay. Do you see anything in, like, career? Because, like, I'm that poor woman before me. I'm all over. But I've narrowed it down, and I'm like looking for reaffirming signs from, you know, the invisible world, kind of to say, yeah.
What have you narrowed it down to?
I'm a painter. So I'm like books, or I kind of doing like a spiritual art, like really dealing with my subconscious. It's really wild.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm painting these really neat images, and yeah. So It's really not traditional in any way, so it's interesting to go up.
Yeah, it seems very like Alex Gray-ish, like very visionary art kind of thing. I'm seeing that kind of Alex Gray thing they're showing me. I think it's good. I also think that you're a little shy still about promoting yourself, so I think it's a good path, but I just think you're still a little, you need to be more aggressive business-wise about putting yourself out there.
You're still
a little bit like, law of attractionish about it. Like, I'll just vision board it or dream. No, you need to be super aggressive businesswoman.
yeah, I'm putting the hours now. Okay, that's starting to make sense. Well, thank you, Carrie. That was awesome.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be sure to spread the word. Like, my friends are always like, you know anyone good? I'm like, yeah, I know a couple of people, but I'm definitely going to use,
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I think, I don't know if my website's on the...
It is.
Carrie Samuels.com. K-A-R-I. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Bye.
And to you. Thank you. Bye.
Wow, that was so cool.
Carrie, that was great. We're actually coming down to the last
part of the last few minutes of the show, I want you to get your information out there so people know how to find you. And it is on our show page, and I put it into the chat room, a link to your page. Go ahead and tell them how they can find you.
Sure. Yeah, because, you know, I have a lot. Like, I'm doing a 12-12-12, a free meditation coming up, and I have a lot of free videos talking about, like, what you can do about this time. And so I have videos every month that help people through the month, like a little weather report.
I have
a lot of free resources coming up. So my website is my name, K-A-R-I, Carrie Samuels, SAMUELS.com. Actually, I have a link. If you write divineyourdestiny.com, it forwards to my page as well. So either way. But, yeah, make sure you're signed up for my newsletter, because that's how you find out about all of my – that's where you get my videos and my free resources, is through my newsletter. So make sure you're signed up for my newsletter.
Yeah, and do you have a page dedicated on Facebook?
On Facebook? Yeah, Carrie Samuels. I think there's a couple of Carrie Samuels on there, so make sure it's Carrie Samuels. Like, I have red curly hair. That's how you'll find me. You'll see the one with all the woo-woo stuff on it. That's how you know you're not on the page. There's someone else who, with my name, who's a lawyer. That's not me.
So, Ed, Carrie, do you have a Twitter handle?
Yeah, Carrie Samuels. I'm consistent, right? Carrie Samuels. I make it easy. As long as you know how to spell my name, you'll be okay.
I just want to make sure everybody gets it out there. Are you on Google?
K-A-R-I-S-A-M-U-E-L-S. And that's my YouTube channel. Hey, at least I'm consistent.
Where are you based out of?
I'd like to say that Carrie's YouTube channel is something you should go and take a look at. She does a very positive... is it weekly, Carrie, that you do
it's
the
monthly.
Little rundown?
It's monthly. And,
monthly.
Like, honestly,
it's very positive.
Very helpful when you're not knowing what to do next. It's usually extremely helpful to help you understand how to navigate each month.
Right. I'd like to just mention a couple of things here at the end of the hour. First of all, not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday on the 30th, we will have Woman Spirit Rising with Flash Silver Moon, myself, Nicole, Ruth Ann, and somebody else. I'm not sure who Flash has with us, but we'll be doing our on-air ceremony, and this time with the moon in Taurus, full moon in Taurus, it will be a prosperity ceremony. And so please join in with us. You're going to need a silver dollar. And the sun is going into Scorpio, and we all know what that means, my favorite time of year. But the veils are extraordinarily getting very, very thin again, right? Taurus, ladies,
yeah.
Taurus.
Definitely. We're just enraptured. Yes, absolutely. And the Saturn's in Scorpio as well. So, yeah.
That's true. Yes. So we can embrace our ancestors and look for guidance there. Carrie, thank you for being with us. This was wonderful. It was very
interesting. Thank you for having me so much. Thank you.
And very uplifting. There's our 90-second call. Please, folks, don't forget GarySamuels.com. Get on over there. Look her up on Facebook. Don't forget the I Love Nicole show. Go ahead, Nick. Give me your call.
On YouTube, I Love Nicole Show, or our website, ilovenicoleshow.com.
There you go. And sponsored by DaughtersOfIsis.com.
Yes.
Yay. Thank you so much. And we'll be back next Thursday with another Hour of Consciousness Shift.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good night, Nick.